Douglas County is at an important crossroads right now. We have grown enormously. Effects on our county, both good and bad. And it seems to me this election is about whether Douglas County can maintain its values. The county has historically treated our inmates in custody with respect. They've been safe. There have been lots of educational programs and programs to help them re-enter this community. We've also tried to care for our mental health and substance abuse people in need of care. And it seems to me that Douglas County people step up when that kind of a situation occurs.
The people who are against Proposition 1 give a lot of reasons for why they're against it. But one of the primary reasons is they think we've got a problem with over-incarceration. Are we throwing too many people into the Douglas County jail?
Well, I say no. Douglas County has one of the lowest incarceration rates in the state. Our rate is 1.8 per thousand. The state rate is 3.2 per thousand. So we are well below and in the lower rankings as far as incarceration. In addition, the county has instituted several programs to help people not stay in jail while they're awaiting their trial and even after convictions. But the reality is some people have to be in jail. 30% of our jail population is made up of people who have come here from other communities and have committed crimes here. And they are held in our jail because the crimes they're accused of were committed here. We are farming out, that's the term used in corrections, 50 to 80 people per day, sometimes as low as 40, sometimes as high as 80, so in that range, are staying in other jails in surrounding communities, not in our jail. They lose contact with their families. They cannot participate in the programs our jail offers, which are nationally recognized. It's truly remarkable what our jail has done. And they don't have contact with their defense attorneys unless they're brought back here. That slows down the court process. Slowing down the court process keeps them in jail longer. One way of reducing our jail population is to reduce recidivism. If you cut down the number of repeat offenders, you're slowing down that revolving door.
Are they not able to take advantage of these programs in the counties where they are being housed?
A lot of those counties have no programs, and these people are sitting in cells. So no, and they're certainly not getting our program, which is one of the ones recognized nationally.
Opponents of Proposition 1 also point to the cost. What about the cost of this jail expansion slash extra funding for mental health programs, a crisis center, and what have you?
The majority of the funding goes to the crisis center in this half-cent sales tax, not just to the crisis center, but to the services throughout the county connected with mental health and substance abuse issues.
Does it concern you that this is a permanent tax with no sunset?
It doesn't, because that tax is going to continue to fund and increase the mental health and substance abuse services in this community. And once the county's facility for corrections is paid for, that will increase the money for the substance abuse and mental health treatment.